You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. After Wisconsin Life, just coming up next, most of us have had a difficult job or two, and we want to hear from you about your most miserable job, what you had to endure to make ends meet. Maybe you did have a tough job, but you loved it anyway. Well, we want to hear your memories about your worst job ever. Call in and you can share at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll be taking your calls on that shortly, but first it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's executive producer Erica Janik.
Few jobs were as miserable and hot as work in a 19th century iron mill, especially in the summer. We may be sweating now, but historian John Gerda tells us about the workers who labored in unimaginable conditions.
All winter we long for this: green grass, open windows, and heat, blessed heat. Now that it's here, many of us spend our days moving between air-conditioned homes and air-conditioned offices in air-conditioned cars. Our ancestors had no such options, especially if they wore blue collars. Some workplaces were practically hell on earth in summer, and Milwaukee's most infernal employer must have been the Bayview Iron Mill. Opened in 1868, the mill dominated the South Lakefront. Within a decade, it was the second largest source of railroad rails in America, and Milwaukee's largest employer by a wide margin. It was not work for the delicate. In 1881, the Milwaukee Sentinel sent a reporter down to the mill during a heat wave. What he found there would have horrified any modern health and safety inspector. Puddlers, the skilled workers who tended the blast furnaces, routinely endured temperatures above 160 degrees. They spent 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, producing cauldrons of liquid iron. Workers down the line fared no better. Some rolled red-hot ingots fresh from the furnace into rails, and others stacked them while they were still glowing. There were no electric fans because there was no electricity. The furnace men typically worked bare-chested with Turkish towels wrapped around their necks to soak up some of the sweat. Every worker downed 2 to 3 buckets of a concoction called oatmeal water during his shift, usually laced with lemon juice. The skilled workers earned $5 a day and not one dime in fringe benefits. Unskilled workers took home a little over a dollar for their 12-hour days. Safely back in his office, the Sentinel correspondent could afford to wax philosophical. "No one is to blame for it all," he wrote. "Railways must be constructed. The men are satisfied with their pay and must be satisfied with the weather." The mill hands were a good deal less satisfied than the reporter suggested. The skilled workers organized a union called the Sons of Vulcan, and in 1873, 9 heaters left their jobs to protest excessive temperatures. They were promptly fired, a move that stirred the union to call a walkout of 900 employees, production ground to a halt. One of the discharged workers, in a triumph of understatement, said the position of a heater is not an envious one. In cold weather, the perspiration steams from them, and in hot weather with no breeze, it is scarcely bearable. The sweat kept pouring until 1929, when the mill closed for good, and the site is now largely green space at the south end of the Dan Hone Bridge. Today, only the ghosts remain. Next time the mercury climbs past 80, step out of your air-conditioned cocoon for a moment and raise a glass of oatmeal water to the mill hands of 1881. "They were men of iron," wrote the Milwaukee Sentinel, "who become red hot and yet do not melt."
John Gerda is an award-winning historian and the author of many books, including Milwaukee, City of Neighborhoods. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
Although it's a safe bet that you haven't had to work in a 19th century iron mill for $5 a day, drinking oatmeal water, most of us have had a job or two that sticks out as being really, really awful in a different way. And we'd like to hear from you now. Have you had a horrible job that you just had to do to pay the bills? What was that worst job ever? Or maybe you did have a difficult job. Maybe you loved it anyway. Call in now and share your worst job experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can share on the Central Time Facebook page.
Hello, Peter. What's happening? I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay? Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too. Okay? We lost some people this week, and... We need to sort of play catch-up. Thanks.
A clip from the classic movie about hating your job, Office Space. And Amanda Magnus, one of our producers, has had a bit of her own experience with hating a job. Not Central Time,
no,
I'm hoping.
Not Central Time, no.
What is your worst job experience, Amanda?
So I worked at a large chain restaurant whose name shall not be mentioned when I was living in New York City. So I was working multiple jobs at the time, and it was underground. It was in a well-known train station. There was no natural light, and it was just a terrible, terrible place to work. It was hot all the time. There wasn't very much air conditioning. People were really short with you because they were trying to wait for their train and leave right away. I never made much money, and I also hated every second of that job.
Well, it drove you to greet our pastors to Central Time.
It did. It did. It was awful. I mean, even from the beginning when I was training for that position, it was a two-floor restaurant that we were training at, not the one in the train station. The kitchen was in the basement, and a lot of diners were sitting on the first or second floor. There was no elevator. And so I was carrying these giant heavy trays up multiple flights of stairs to patrons, passengers, I guess, if they were in the train station. Also, a lot of times, because this was a train restaurant, the prices were way higher than customers were used to. So they would come in expecting, I'm used to this place. I'm used to what the price might be. And then surprise, it was way more expensive, but it was just the same low quality food. So people were often very unhappy with what was going on.
I had that similar experience of working in a multi-level restaurant as a server and having to schlep up and down with these giant trays. I suppose it was good cardio.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. It's a good workout, but it's very dangerous.
Well, let's take our first caller on this one. We've got Yuki on the line in Milwaukee. Yuki, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to share about your worst job?
I'm in my 40s now, but when I was probably in my 20s, I had a boyfriend who worked at a meat processing plant. And I got me a job there, and I ended up working on, it's called the kill floor, where the beef comes in, and it's, I worked on that line, and it was just a little ways down the line, and my job was a kidney popper.
What is a kidney popper?
When they sounds so gruesome, they cut the animal down the middle, and the kidney is inside there, and it was my job to remove the kidney and not pop it. But I guess they gave it the name of kidney popper because sometimes you would pop the kidney.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah.
That sounds like a memorable job. I mean, I'm sure someone... I mean, that's the thing about these jobs. They're difficult, but someone does these jobs. I want to honor the jobs. But on the other hand, I think we can all agree some of these are pretty tough. Yuki, thank you so much for sharing your worst job ever as a kidney popper in a meat processing plant. What is your worst job ever? 800-642-1234.
We're going to take a call next from Teresa in Appleton. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. I'm here.
What was your worst job?
I worked at a major frozen pizza manufacturing company.
And what did you hate about that job, Teresa?
It wasn't the job itself. It was the people.
Oh.
It's you have these supervisors that stand around and just leer at you with their hands in their pockets or their lab coats, and you're struggling to keep up with a line that makes 170 some pizzas a minute.
All right. So lots of times coworkers are the reasons that jobs can be really rough. And it sounds like that was the case for Teresa with her pizza manufacturing job there. Let's take another call here. Dale is with us in River Falls. Hi, Dale.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What is your worst job?
Good. I worked at a paper mill during the summers while I was going to college. And by and large, I really enjoyed the work. However, there was one time a summer where our job was to climb into a machine that was called lovingly Jaws, and our job was to replace blades that were 6 feet tall, and there were probably about 50 of them, and they were designed to basically chip up an entire tree as soon as they hit those blades.
Wow. So did anyone ever get hurt doing that?
Not that I know of.
Oh. Well,
it's a bit daunting.
It sounds more than a bit daunting. Dale, thank you for sharing that one with us. Appreciate it. For me, my worst job was a mall job. I worked at a food store in the mall, and my job a lot of the time was to stand there and offer people samples of beef log, what it was called. And then they got to choose whether it was sweet and spicy mustard or a different mustard. And it was kind of tasty, but people would come back more than once, and you weren't supposed to let them come back. So you kind of had to bust them, too.
You had to police the food samples.
You did. Yeah.
That's a dream killer of a job.
And the smell you went home with was not ideal, but there were some other perks there. I liked some of the other aspects of the job, but it's fun to look back. It makes for good stories.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for the calls. And remember, you can keep the conversation going over on the Central Time Facebook page. Let us know what your worst job was. Maybe it was in the summertime, maybe at a different time in your life. It's fun to share. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Coming up, we'll find out about a renewed push for vulnerable users legislation after a bicyclist was hit and killed near the town of Oregon. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it.